Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you.
My guest this week is Greg Sullivan. Greg is the Chief Information Officer of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, with revenues exceeding $18 billion annually. As CIO, Greg is focused on delivering all the digital capabilities for guests through to the development and maintenance of a solid technology platform. Prior to joining Carnival, Greg was the CEO of Global Velocity. In this interview, Greg describes how the company works to exceed its guests' expectations in every possible way. To surprise and delight customers, the company has rolled out the Ocean Medallion Wearable, a coin-sized device that can be sensed by location and transaction sensors throughout the ship. This wearable removes friction by allowing crew members to provide a personalized experience, and it allows guests to pay at unlocked doors. We also discuss the benefits of being an internal first customer, Greg's take on data privacy, data virtualization, blockchain, and edge computing, his background as a CEO, and how that's impacted his role now as a CIO, and a variety of other topics.
Greg Sullivan, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Thanks, Peter. Great to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Greg, I thought we'd begin with your role and your company. You are the Chief Information Officer of Carnival, the world's largest cruise company. And I wonder if you could take a moment and talk about the purview of a Chief Information Officer in an organization like Carnival. Please describe the role for me.
Yeah, no problem. I'm the Chief Information Officer of Carnival Corporation. We are a collection of holding companies that operate nine different brands that we sail under, some of the most popular cruise brands in the world. We also own a number of island resorts, Alaskan lodges. We have rail cars, properties, railroads, and we're also a very large motor coach operator. So we have a lot of platforms upon which we have to deploy technology for the benefit of our guests and our crew. But we're in the business of delivering fun, and our mission every day is to exceed our guests' expectations in the delivery of their vacation experience.
That's great. And talk a bit about the role of CIO. How do you fit into the broader picture that you've just described?
So a big part of delivering on those guests' expectations is, of course, rooted in the technology that we use to serve our guests, with our crew. So, in the traditional sense, that's making reservations available online or through our call centers and so forth. But the bottom line is we have our guests for a short period of time. So, and they expect, even at sea, land-like vacation experiences. And that includes connectivity, that includes guest service, even location-based capabilities and things like that. They expect a connection to their social presence and ease with which those affiliations can take place. So we have to deliver from a solid technology platform all those capabilities that are expected by our guests. And so when you we've built this organization through a series of acquisitions. So we started with different technology platforms, different approaches, different applications, stacks, and different platforms upon which all those run. So bringing all that together in a cohesive, coherent, and in a way that delivers a consistent experience is part of the challenge I have as CIO.
I'm heartened by the fact that you immediately go to the customer implications of this. This is a role, the CIO, that for decades, when you asked a CIO who his or her customer was, they might answer the internal constituents, that is one's colleagues. And I think it's a refreshing evolution of the role that an increasing number like yourself, Greg, are immediately recognizing that there is actually just one true customer, and that's the person that is providing the revenue to the organization ultimately. And great to hear about the many touch points it sounds like you and your team have in terms of impacting their experience. I'd be curious, as you think about the various kinds of people engaged with Carnival Corporation, whether it's on the cruises, with the resorts, the rail cars, the motor coaches, et cetera, I have to imagine that it spans a variety of ages and various profiles and even various levels of digital savviness. Is there a sort of persona or set of personas that you have evaluated as you contemplate what kinds of offerings to make de rigueur across all customers versus perhaps some things to opt in or out of, as the case may be, reflecting the differences in some of the guests' expectations?
So, Peter, I can't imagine a demographic we don't serve. I mean, we serve retired people well into retirement, you know, that are still capable of traveling and enjoying the kind of experiences we deliver. We make it very convenient for even those that have some, you know, many limitations to travel, and families, young and old, bring often their children, their grandchildren, their great grandchildren. You know, even a given group can span the age demographics across the spectrum. You asked about the technology in particular on our ocean medallion ships, our medallion class ships, which I can talk a little bit more about here in a little bit. But they here you have the opportunity to effectively opt in to a new, you know, technology platform as a guest. And it's a choice. You can choose to keep your old cruise card if you like, but our opt-out rates on the ocean medallion are in the single digits, and I don't mean percents, I mean single digit counts on sailings of 3,000 or 4,000 guests. So we are seeing widespread acceptance across all demographics. And in fact, we find the most eager and enthusiastic are often some of our oldest guests. So we don't really see a distinction in the willingness and to use the new capabilities. And we certainly don't see a distinction in the demand for it. Everybody expects those land-like experiences when they're at sea.
That's excellent. And I know that the ships that are out at sea are essentially like sailing data centers now, with the quantity of data that you are collecting and analyzing to do everything from make your operations more efficient to getting back to that guest experience and modifying it and improving it with the analysis that you can do relative to that data. Can you talk a bit about the Fleet Operations Center and the way in which you use data analytics to improve both the operation as well as guest experience?
Absolutely. So on the ship, you mentioned the data center. All of our ships are equipped with a primary data center and a secondary data center, or data center A and B. And they have traditionally the type of relationship you would expect, where one is available to fail over to the other in case something happens in the primary one. All of our ships have some form of connectivity to the cloud. In the last year or two, we've dramatically beefed up our investment in ship-to-shore connectivity through satellite arrangements. And on these, we primarily enable these for guest experience, so they can have, as I mentioned earlier, land-like connectivity at sea for their own purposes. But we also use this enhanced connectivity for the business of conducting ship operations and also for the data transfer back and forth. But I will tell you, Peter, we equip the ships with enough compute to operate without being connected, because at sea, that does happen at times because of weather or obstruction, you know, if you're near a large fjord or something like that. So there's enough compute on those ships to do all the analytics we need to do to provide the experience that our guests are expecting. And that could include even on those ships where we have location-based capabilities, that level of detail on where you are on the ship, if you need help in navigating to a different point on the ship or finding members of your party, or if it's something as simple as you just have something you would like to order and have it arrive to you wherever you are on the ship.
Great examples. I appreciate you offering each of those. You referenced earlier the ocean medallion and some of the augmented experiences that you're providing using technology. I wanted to kind of peel back the onion a little bit further on that as well, Greg, if you don't mind.
So the ocean medallion is recently rolled out on our Princess fleet, and we've just fully equipped now, I think, our sixth or seventh ship, and have another six or so planned for 2020. So what we're doing is we have a wearable, which is a little coin-sized device that can be sensed by location sensors throughout the ship and different types of transaction sensors around the ship. So you can receive this before you sail. So it's as simple as having it on you when you approach the embarkation hull and then get on the ship. You configure it so that it associated with your profile. So whatever you choose to tell us about you. So you need to tell us at least what we need to know to get you on and off the ship. It also will tell you, you can tell us your preferences and things like that. So we'll have that information available. And then, of course, once you're on the ship and you're moving about the ship, similar to the location-based capabilities that are on your phone, we now have that information on the ship. So all that's processed on the ship, and we can use that information to enhance the guest experience in the manner in which the guest chooses to. That can include ease of embarkation, getting on and off the ship. It could include, it does include the ability to unlock your stateroom door on approach, so you don't have to fumble around looking for your cruise card and touch it to something. It senses that you're in the proximity of that door and will open that door for you automatically. When you approach a crew member, they'll have a pad, and so they'll know who you are. They'll be advised of any special celebrations or special circumstances that you might have. And so the crew member will be able to engage you in a very knowledgeable manner. It completely removes friction from commerce on the ship, whether it's like in a retail venue. Again, the crew member will be able to identify you from your picture and not have to go through other forms of authorization to conduct a commercial transaction. A casino, same thing, knows you there. So there's just a lot of capability built into this Ocean Medallion that removes friction from the experience, streamlines the experience, and gives our crew an opportunity to enhance, you know, your vacation experience. And that aligns with our mission from our CEO, Arnold Donald, which is our job is to exceed our guests' expectations in every possible way.
Very interesting. I'm also curious, it strikes me, Greg, that you and your team have the great advantage of being able to be customers yourselves. You know, there's so many businesses, especially, let's say, some esoteric business-to-business or business-to-government organization where the product is not something that, you know, the average employee can test drive. But yours is in fact that. In fact, I'm sure it's a joy to do so. And I wonder how you and your team take advantage of being able to walk a mile on the deck of your boats or through other experiences that you've described and live that experience and develop suggestions for improvement and so forth as customers in addition to being employees of the organization.
So, Peter, that's a timely question. I just had the opportunity to enjoy what we call a shakedown cruise, which was a ship that had, we'd just been delivered from a shipyard in Italy. We embarked in Trieste, Italy, and sailed for 4 days and ended up, we stopped in Montenegro for a day, and we ended up in Athens. And so part of our job on the ship is to experience it like our guests were about to the next week. And so, and in fact, that particular shakedown cruise was the first new build that was fully equipped with the Ocean Medallion and the Medallionette. So it was quite an enjoyable experience. But yeah, it's part of the job. You're right. We have to go on the ship and have the experience that our guests have.
That's excellent. And I also wanted to ask you, you have a very unusual background as a chief information officer. You were the CEO of a company for more than a decade in Global Velocity. And as such, you've had the ultimate responsibilities as the head of a company in setting the direction, the strategy, and motivating a team and having the ultimate profit and loss responsibilities and so on. And I'm curious how that's oriented you as a CIO. You can appreciate that most of your peers in the role don't have that kind of global experience, and global meaning that breadth of experience that a CEO would suggest. And so I'm curious, as you reflect upon your career path, how that's been colored by your past experience as the head of a company.
So Peter, you're right. I've spent my entire career starting companies and building companies and growing companies, obviously with full, you know, financial responsibility up and down the line. this is my first opportunity to come into an existing company, but it's also, Peter, it's we're approaching 50 years in age. And I recall in one of my first meetings that I came to at Carnival, they handed out a 50-year pin and two 40-year pins. And the 40-year, one of the 40-year pins was from my predecessor, the prior CIO, who himself had a hand in writing the reservation system that we still use today for 40% of our business. So we're a company that performs very well, delivers a great service, and have very many happy customers. But a lot of that is based on mature or aging technologies or technical capabilities. And so we're in need of some modernization and transformation. And I think what a lot of people overlook who have been in these kind of roles, you know, for their life or on career paths that lead to these kind of roles is that not innovating is oftentimes as expensive or more expensive than innovating. So the way that products get sunset by major technology vendors or get put to end of life or lose their security support and things like that, we are these days forced to innovate no matter what the age or size of the company. So that's part of what I feel like I can bring to the table here at Carnival, is because that's really all I've done, you know, in my career. And it's a great, wonderful opportunity. We're in the business of delivering fun, and I'm having a lot of fun doing what we're doing right now.
What a fortunate place to be, Greg. We've talked about a number of trends of great importance to corporations, to technology teams, those that are impacting guest experience. We talked about data analytics and a few others as well. And I'm curious, as you look at your roadmap going forward, what are some additional trends that particularly excite you?
Interestingly enough, one of the trends that excites me right now is data privacy. And just, you know, personally speaking, I'm pleased that we have these new regulations coming. It would be nicer if there were some consistency across all these regulations, or for example, there weren't 50 individual states, you know, making rules. But I'm pleased that control of data is in the hands now, control of my personal data is in the hands of me, the consumer. So I'm excited about that. And I actually think that creates opportunities for firms like ours, because it puts us in a position to target those people who are most interested in hearing from us. Now, it also gives us the opportunity that when we conduct analytics on our guest data, we know we have guests that are interested in sailing with us, either because they have in the past or because they've expressed an interest in doing so in the future or again. So I'm very excited about that. On the pure technical front, one of the technologies I'm very excited about right now, and this ties into privacy and security as well, is data virtualization. So in the past, it was very common for each new analyst or group of analysts that had interesting questions they wanted to answer to either make another copy of a production database or create their own data warehouse with multiple input. And so in that environment, we drove up our costs for storage, we drove up our costs for compute, up our costs for operations, exposed ourselves to more security vulnerabilities, and increased our risk surface area and made even compliance more challenging. So data virtualization helps to solve those challenges associated with presenting beautiful analytics. And so I'm very excited about data virtualization. I'm very excited about the application of biometrics to our use case. I'm very excited about the application of blockchain to identity of our guests for security purposes and things like that. But there's a lot of individual technologies that I think are all applicable to what we're doing. I'm very excited about new connectivity strategies from ship to satellite to go back to shore, you know, working our way down the Earth orbit from GEO to MEO to LEO. There's new capabilities coming in that area. All very exciting. You know, in what we do, we have to stay on top of every single one of those. Very excited about platform as a service or edge computing, where I can basically make many versions of full cloud capable platforms and put them on our ships without the assurance of ubiquitous and persistent connectivity. I could probably go on, Peter, but I'll stop there.
Well, a great list to say the least. Greg Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us today on Technovation. It's great to hear a bit more about your experience from across your career, and especially, of course, with your experience in your current role at Carnival Corporation. It's been a great conversation.
Peter, thanks. I appreciate what you're doing and have enjoyed your various productions, and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Sanjeev Adalla, Chief Information Officer and Digital Officer of AES.